sinless. So we have to understand the difference between being selfish and being unselfish and beyond. So here he is talking about these two predominantly, because if you want to move towards selflessness, first you have to come to unselfishness. If you continue remaining in selfish nature, just demonic, absolutely. Unselfishness is sattvic nature, goodness. So that is essential for you to even move beyond goodness also. So ultimately move beyond goodness also. See, for example, Rama avatar is there, Krishna avatar is there. Rama avatar is a perfect example of sense of values. Right? And Krishna avatar is a perfect example for sense of proportion. You need to have both in that. You need to have sense of values as well as sense of proportion. And first, before talking about sense of proportion, first you should have values for each proportion you get. Proportion comes only when you have values. If you don't have any values, what proportion are you talking about? Proportionating what? You understand? So first comes Rama avatar, then comes Krishna avatar. So sense of proportion comes after sense of values. So first we need to build these values, and only in a person with higher values this knowledge is possible for germination. Always is very difficult, you know, extremely selfish, self-centered, constantly running and dependent on the world. There is no point talking to such people about this unconditioned state of living and all, nothing but, you understand? You have to be relatively calm, composed, for you to gain this knowledge. Therefore, you then understand the distinction between Deva and Asura. And scripture, we have mentioned this before, is nothing but a mirror. When we read the scripture, it makes us see ourselves. You understand? So when these qualities are being discussed in detail, we clearly see how much of divine qualities we have, how much of demonic qualities we have. And the idea is not to judge how much other person has. Not that thing. You understand? How much demoniac and divine I have, how much more I need to cultivate the divine qualities in me. So first, it shifts the focus within us, telling us to develop these qualities. So when we did this first three verses, where divine qualities were discussed in detail, now in fourth verse, we will talk about demoniac qualities. And when we read that, it hits us. Because we seem to have not just few but many. So let's get on to verse number 4. Dambo dhakko vimanascha, dambo dhakko vimanascha, krodha parushya mevaja, ajnanam cha vijatasya, ajnanam cha vijatasya, pārta sampada māsurīm, dambo dhakko vimanascha, krodha parushya mevaja, ajnanam cha vijatasya, first quality when he talks about a demonic person is this dumbness, ostentation. Pretending to be something other than what you are. The typical quality of a person who is completely filled up with desire. Not able to control his desires. And therefore, he puts on a show something other than what he actually is. I'm showing dhamma all the time. So, ostentation, hypocrisy. And very interesting, once in Delhi, radio station, one of the radio stations, I'm showing it. So when I'm traveling in the car, the radio is on. So the radio station, these people talk and then they play the song, etc. When they're talking, they talk about the Ravana, that 10th day of Dashara, they have an effigy of Ravana which they shoot. So, in every different place, Ravana was named differently. To paint awareness, Ravana is within us, Rakshasa is within us, not outside. That is the whole individual. So the Rakshasas within are different, Rakshasas different awareness they want to create. So somewhere in Indra Prasad told, they had a Ravana named as Shua. Because then the video jockey was saying, it is a very apt name for Delhi. It's too much of showing off here. So I mean that I talk about this, I remember that what happened in the radio, the day. Damba. Best example for this is weddings. And on this, they have a program in India. I think it's still there, I'm not sure. Big fat wedding. Incredible. The amount of money, everything thrown out to show off, next to nothing. So, ostentation, that's a very, very big thing, showing off. It's a very vulgar quality to show. When you have culture, see what? We say culture, we say culture. Very interesting meaning for culture is there, that is, you go for culture test. In medical terms, they use the word culture test. So trying to see what virus is building. Do you have cancer cells or not? Do you biopsy? Do you do a culture test? Do you see that? After a few days, you see it grows or not. So when you say culture of the country, culture of the country, culture of this family, culture of that family, what are you trying to grow? Are you trying to grow the sensuality? Are you trying to grow the spirituality? That talks about your culture. My culture, everybody's culture. Are you me? So who exposed? It's vulgar, right? Exposing is unforced vulgar. Because you're trying to grow a different kind of a culture. And this is exactly what we're trying to do. The emerging person wants to be seen in a crowd. So he wants to show. If everybody comes like this, he'll go like this. He'll go like this, like this. Somehow he wants to be seen. That is what. When a person is normal and not egoistic, his presence is not known. Quietly comes, quietly goes. And Swamiji says, maximum you should have in a wedding is 20 people. And he says, when there, I learned this when I attended a wedding in Germany. There were about 20 people invited for a wedding. It was a very affluent family, but only 20 people were invited. And they had to accommodate Swamiji. So they had spoken to another person, said, please, you can go be invited. Can you come for some other day? This day we won't invite Swamiji in your place. And this is things that are unheard of. You understand? But that doesn't mean, sometimes you know, you can show off by being very simple. A lot of people when they start to talk, they say, I have nothing. I don't know if people are invited me for what, I don't know. There are so many people, very other people to think of. I will try to do my best, God grace. 20 minutes talk, 15 minutes he's just talking about thinking. You say, what a humble person. And there's another way of putting on a show. Honestly, I invited you. You accepted the invitation. Go, start, talk, whatever you know, build up your meeting, get up. No prefix, no suffix. Ostentation, then arrogance. When you see somebody who has less than you,
you have arrogance because you do not have a complete knowledge.
See, if you have little more knowledge, the other person has little more help. Somebody else has little more wealth. Somebody may have knowledge and wealth but not health. Somebody may have health and wealth but no knowledge. And somebody may have all this but may not have people around them. There are different kinds of wealth. And this universe is beautifully balanced. So to feel arrogant is stupidity. You have the knowledge and you see that everybody is compensated in some form. So to have that arrogance is a clear sign that you do not have the totality of knowledge, the total picture. No, to be arrogant of one's blessings, rather than being grateful and humble. In fact, the more you rise in responsibility and more you rise in stature, in wealth, in knowledge and everything, you should become more humble. If you get more power, you should become more humble. That is the sign of your growth. We have more power than children. Children are already. So, we start exercising our power on them. That shows that we are not just there. There is a divine quality in us. Trying to exercise your power on people who are vulnerable. You know that somebody is dependent on the job, therefore he or she is working for you. And how you treat them? How you behave with them? With what arrogance? You understand? That there are so many things because of which we are arrogant. Nāni Shankara therefore he says, Māsu dhana dhana yavrana gharva. Harati nimesha kālati. We are arrogant about wealth, dhana. We are arrogant about power, dhana. And we are arrogant about youth. So like that he says, many things you are arrogant about. Be careful. When you have more, that means you have more responsibility. You have to be more grateful. How you can use it for the welfare of everyone. That should be your way of thinking. And then, abhimana, exaggerated opinion, self-conceit about oneself. Extremely exaggerated opinion. Highly ego. Ego functions in three ways. I alone exist. I am supreme. I am the Lord. Everything, I did this, I did that. Even if you invented something, you could have not invented without the contribution of so many other scientists. So many other people who worked and helped in the pursuing of that research. So to feel that I have done it, I. You know, that's just a condition. Then, when a person is full of desire, and not necessarily that your desire will be all the time fulfilled. And whosoever comes in between you and your desire, you get angry. The clear sign of devotion. Desire uninterrupted causes anger. There is no control over your emotions whatsoever. You simply, impulsively shout at people. Anger, frustration, nexus, frustration, harshness. Harshness. See, why this harshness and bitterness comes? Because you become a very frustrated person. See, when you are grateful, you become very happy and contented person. Even with what little you have. Because you focus on what you have, not on what you do not have. You take a rainbow sheet. And on one side of the sheet, on the top you write, what all things I have, and I need to be grateful for. You write that aspects for all you have which you need to be grateful for on one side of the negotiation. One side will not be enough if you really think and write. So many things you have been grateful. Similarly, on the other side of the negotiation, you write for all things I do not have.
Even you will find such thing, even that sheep is not it. So you keep on writing, this I don't have, that I don't have. If you focus on what you have, you will be grateful, you will be contented, happy. If you focus on what you do not have, you will be discontented, agitated, frustrated. Because at any given point in time, there will be so many things that will not be there to do. At the same time, so many things that are there to do. So the transformation is there, I have no use in complaining. So I guess I met a man who has no peace. So a person who is constantly looking at things that is missing, he'll be very frustrated, but and the frustration harshness. See, supposing how the person complete in your business or anything, you complete with each other. But there is something you can complete gracefully. You can start in this harshness. You can be happy that this thing just comes down. I am fulfilled my desire. The harshness comes because of your unfulfilled desire. Frustration. Desire. Even if you fulfill it, it will be just more. So you will be finding that at any given point in time, many desires of yours are not good. So what will you do? So therefore the harshness comes. So that's what he says. Then his complete ignorance of Ajnana, absolutely no knowledge about himself, about anything for the matter. He functions with total ignorance. Ajnana. We're going to talk a little more in detail about the demonic person. But before that, he's given these few qualities. In other words, all his actions are rooted in ignorance. He doesn't see the truth behind him. The basic difference between a divine person and a demonic person is this. That a demonic person goes by senses. A divine person senses something beyond the senses. Like Shakespeare said, there is a hand of business. A divine person sees there is something beyond. It's not just me, and everything is not possible just because of me. You understand? There are so many people who are contributing. Say, me, all the time. It's out of ignorance. So that's what? The distinction you've got to draw between the divine person and demonic. Demonic person goes by itself. Absolutely ignorant. But a divine person senses something beyond the senses. He sees the hand of divinity in him. So, when you are ignorant, you go by appearance. When you go by appearance, pleasure, you get fun. How do you think you get that? I told you in the last word. In Tamil, the word for trap is puri. Puri. And for rat trap, they use the word eri puri. Now how do you trap the rat? Catch. How do you trap the snake? I mean, what about the fish? Catch. Bait. Right. So an ignorant person means he doesn't see the trap in him. Are you with me? He sees the bait. Gets attracted. Run. Oh. That's what happens. That's what we all got. We keep calling it. We approved now. Who approved it? Who have asked for it? No, this question is nothing. Pre-approved laws, this thing, that thing, you pay after 5 years, and after 7 years you take back the car and then the rate, etc., etc. And then when you go to sign, they'll give you some 25 pages which you can't read even with glass. Even with the lens, you can't read. But what is saying? Otherwise you can't go and sign up. And then you are finished. Once you sign, you are finished. That's what he's saying. You know, then, because his eye, see, the person is talking from cataract. The cataract is the desire. It's covered. The sight of a foolish heart inclined, we long for pineapples and grapes. That's it. From the moment we see the pineapples and grapes, our heart inclined, and they run, they are completely covered, they suffer from cataract. That is demonic quality. Divine color means in basic. This means definitely there is nothing. Why would, we were all from business families, why would anybody sell it 25%, 50%, buy one, get three free? There's some cash in somewhere. Please understand, in this universe, there is nothing free. In fact, if anybody says free, you will be very careful. You go to any of these, duty free shops, in airports, especially in Dubai and Qatar, too much. They have this duty free ticket, they call it the lottery ticket, 500 dirhams. And then the worst part is anything. You see the Jaguar, road course, and they are so much money. 500. So an apartment, they keep on giving. In fact, I used to be living, I don't know how it is now. In Islamic law, they're not supposed to charge interest and give interest and all that. So, in one of the banks called Majlis Bank, the local Islamic bank, they had a scheme called Majlis Milliard Scheme. Because, why would you want to invest if there is no interest coming? So what they did, if you invest for every 1,000 dirhams that you invest, they will give you a salary. And this will be a number, unique number. See, yeah. And every week or every month, it is possible. And if your number is selected, you get 1 million dirhams. You understand? And they keep on announcing this fellow who is working here, already he got 1 million. Sometimes even a multi-millionaire has got 1 million. They are not all that in the paper. Keep on seeing that in Dubai. What I am trying to tell you is ignorance. Failing to see the trap within. That is a clear demonic quote. Divine person pauses. The moment the bait is thrown at him or her, he will pause, ponder, and then plunge. Pause, ponder, and plunge. There is a demonic person simply plunges. And in fact, there are varieties of demons. Some people plunge and after plunging also they don't do it. Some people after plunging they think. But you should think before plunging. It's the right way to go. Next question. दैवी संपत् विमोक्षाय दैवी संपत् विमोक्षाय निबद्धायासु मीमता माशु च संपदं दैवी अभिजातोऽसि पाण्डव दैवी संपत् विमोक्षाय निबद्धायासु मीमता माशु च संपदं दैवी अभिजातोऽसि पाण्डव. How did the Bhagavad Gita begin? Technically, Bhagavad Gita started with verse number 1, chapter 2. And technically, Bhagavad Gita ends at verse number 66, chapter 18. Chapter 18 has 38 verses. But the 66th verse of chapter feeding and producing. Last verse where the Gita ends. Message of Gita ends. Where it started, 11th verse of chapter 2. How did chapter 2, 11th verse start? Asocha Angasocharpam Svanyavata Mishabhasate Gatatum Agatatum Na Anusocharati Mandita Asocha. Don't worry. Why people do not worry? How did the 66th verse of chapter 2 of the chapter 18 finish? Sarvadharman Paricharya Mamekam Dharma Bhaja Aham Yuva Sangha Vatendra Mokshayishyami Maam Sushara. Must commit, do not worry. How did it start? Don't worry. How did it finish? Don't worry. In between, don't worry. Knowledge is given. How will you stop worrying? It will gain the knowledge. Gain knowledge, you will stop worrying. Knowledge of the real I. You are at moment ignorant of your real I. Therefore, you are assuming yourself to be the small I, Shweta. Therefore, worry. You may understand that you are not the small I, Shweta, but your real I, big I, Atma. All worries go. Now, how once you realize that you are I, the real I, the Atma, how will you function? You will function consciously. In life, many of us are functioning selfishly and mechanically. How a perfect unconditioned individual functions is, he functions selflessly and consciously. A divine person is using the intellect, seeing beyond the senses, and when he sees beyond the senses, will he fall into a trap? Will he get bounded? A demonic person from inside desire is pushing, from outside the world is attracting. Will he get bounded or not? He will obviously. So that is what this verse is saying. So this verse is saying the divine nature is deemed for liberation. The demonic for bondage. Therefore grieve not.
Why? Arjuna, luckily you have divine nature.
Little bit, he chose Krishna. When Krishna offered him all the weaponry, all the armies, everything, on one side will fight, on the other side I will fight without weapons.
And what did Arjuna choose?
Krishna. The greatest armor you have is self-reliance. To rely on the truth. And a person who relies on the truth is the greatest strength. He doesn't require cloud. When you don't rely on truth, you want support. How many people follow you on Twitter? How many people follow you on Facebook? How many people liked it? Disliked it? All this you depend upon. You rely on truth, that's what matters. So he says, grieve not. You are born of divine nature, O Pandava, O Arjuna. You are a divine person. He is also trying to motivate you. See, the reason why Sri Krishna gave knowledge to Arjuna is because he is divine. He asked for the knowledge. Otherwise, you will not give it. He asked for it, and he is a divine person. So therefore, Arjuna, you liberate yourself. Because you think and function. You are not somebody who will not think. You question, no? He is questioning everything. Why is this? How is this? The function of the thing. The moment you think means you are falling. The moment you think and pause and function, you will not get into the trap. You will not fall into the bondage. You will not unnecessarily create more desire. With.
Dvabhuta-sargav-lokesin Daiva-asura-eva-cha Daivo-vittara-chakrokta Asura-mata-meshunu Dvabhuta-sargav-lokesin Daiva-asura-eva-cha Daivo-vittara-chakrokta Asuram Vata Meshunu.
The
have the mind of the demoniac. There are two categories of people in this world. One are divine, other is demonic. Meaning what? One is following the desire, one is directing the desire. We are all following the desire, not directing the desire. In our case, desires are directing us. So one set of people are directed by the desires, other set of people are directing the desires. So the divine has been described in detail. I have spoken to you in detail in verse number 1-3. Hear from me, O Pata, now, Arjuna, the demoniac qualities. Why? I get prepared so that I don't fall into it. I should understand. If I already have it, I correct myself. If I don't have it, I don't fall into it. And then try to come out. That's right. Therefore, let me understand what these demonic qualities are. So scripture only prepares us. Person who is well prepared goes and exhibits it to the result of the And if you are not prepared for this, so he said, I have spoken to you about divine. I will talk in detail about the demonic. Pravya Simchanir Simcha
Janana Vidurasuraha Nashau Chamcha Pita Charaha Nasatyam Teshu Vidyate
Pravya Simchanir Simcha Janana Vidurasuraha Nashau Chamcha Pita Charaha Nasatyam Teshu Vidyate Pravrutincha Nivrutincha Janam Vidu Asuraha. The people who do not know what ought to be done, what ought not to be done, I call it demonic. The demonic people do not know action from inaction. They lack clarity. After all, they lack clarity. They don't know what should be done, what should be not done. Clear case of confusion or desire for perfection. They can't take for awesome. Take action. So there are people who think long term, plan and execute their action. There are others who don't think long term at all, but they will think and act. So when you see people playing chess, it's very interesting. If you play with the, some of the professional fellows, they will finish it off with a new set. And they will play all the steps. Afterwards, if you ask them to play, they play all the steps. If you play, they play. You would have heard the steps you play. So they remove it. They are thinking 10-20 steps ahead of the game. There are people who only think one step. There are people who don't even do that. They simply play. And then they think, Acha, I must have. There are other set of people who have acted in personally and they are not still understanding how they work. Here is saying, a demonic person is opposed to a lack of category. Extremely blunt. No thinking whatsoever. No clarity. Because desires are flowing. There is a beautiful poem about the pond. There are a few ducklings playing around the pond. And the chick becomes them. The chick wants to enter and play in the pond. It wants to enter the pond. Then the duckling enters. So the mother bird had asked the chick, you can't get them, to play with them and they are playing on the pond. Once they enter the pond, you don't know. But every now and then as they are playing, the ducklings would enter the pond. They put their head inside, the tail up, and then they show off. Thank you, and the chick can't take this. And the chick wants to plunge. And before plunging, the caution of the mother comes to the mind.
So the chick is using it here, chicken is it,
moving over to it. First thing it says is, my stretching, sorry, my feet, first it shakes the feet.
Is it because of the feet that I can't swim, my mother told me? And it is true, it is because of the feet.
She has
no webbed feet, whereas ducklings have webbed feet.
So ducklings therefore can swim. A chick doesn't have a feet. But it sees the feet.
Yes,
it says that is not the feet. My feet, my this, my that. Then finally it says, my beaks are pointed, their beaks are wrong. Is that any reason why I should be drowned?
It's not the reason
why I should be drowned.
So, plunge. And before plunging, it makes one very interesting statement.
Drawing your attention to that statement. What it says is, I am really remarkably fond of water. I am really remarkably fond of so many colors. Many years ago in Chennai, I remember this. So many sofa and financial lending companies came and they were saying, if you invest with us, we'll give you, when banks were giving 10%, they will say we'll give you 18% plus 2% plus 1% and plus one gram gold coin. And so many people went and invested their money, $5, $10, $20, $1 lakh, lot of poor people, middle class people went and invested there. Why? 18% plus 2% plus 1% plus 1 gram gold coin. Finally they got 1 lakh gold coin, because when you invest again, for nothing they got. The thing is, see to what extent the foolishness goes is very, very interesting, because it's not only amongst the people who are uneducated. Many educated, so-called educated people get lost on this track. In Abu Dhabi, apparently like this, you know, they're earning there, there's no tax there, they're trying to invest, they don't know how to multiply the money, etc. So many people from India and many other countries go and talk to them about this scheme, that scheme, invest in this, that. So there are fellows who went, they said, each tree of sandalwood or some kind of tree, you invest for that, 6,000 rupees, etc., etc. And after so many years, will get this money. Till then they will give you this much interest, something like that. So many people have invested in such schemes. And one such fellow cheated him. And throughout the world, there are people who have lost money in that kind of schemes. So what they did is, in Abu Dhabi, they all formed a group to file a case against that company which is in Mumbai. Right. So when they formed the group, one fellow said, I think the leader, because we'll collect some amount of money and we'll have to give it to the lawyers from our charges to fight the case. So he, talking to a lot of people, he collected some money to be given to the lawyers, he took them and he left. So he knew all of us, including him. But he didn't receive the mission. So at least one day, one of these fellows, the fool knew they can continue to be fooled. So he said, fool them again. No clarity whatsoever. So I am really remarkably fond of Mangala. Whenever you are so really fond of something, you are very careful. Stop the thing. And the refugee said, you want to go right now. Everything. We do not want to think. That's what they say, no? Last 2 days, and you have no time to think. So, this is the thing. Demonic people do not know prakriti and nirvana. Prakriti means what you can forget, what you should do. Nirvana means what you should turn away from. In the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna is going to tell us, That which begins when you have sense contact. The joy that is derived from sense contact begins at nature.
And ends up at vibration.
Because any contact that stimulates your nervous system, it dumps you upwards. Do you think? This sense contact, this stimulates your nervous system in the beginning, when it comes to you. Very, very interesting. You have many stimulants. And you get addicted to them. There becomes a stage where you can't live without it. But it has numbed your personality. It has dulled your personality. Isn't it? So therefore it is, you have to be clear. Anything that brings joy instantly is going to bring you sorrow later. Anything that is painful in the beginning, poisonous in the beginning, ends up as nature. To think is painful, ends up as nature. The fact that you realize you are thinking and focusing on it. Next, and they lack purity. Shaucha. Impure. Impure thoughts. Impure body, impure environment, impure in everything, absolutely impure. They don't mind taking shortcut routes. What they don't understand is, shortcut is the longest route. And what you call as longest route is actually the shortcut. Many corporates that took the shortcut route, you know, bankrupt, isn't it? It was the longest way. But if you run your business following the fundamentals, that's the actual shortcut. And what did it understand? When we flout the ethics, then run the business or anything for the matter. We think we have gotten ahead. But what we are not understanding is we are actually sitting ourselves on fire. So therefore it says, Nashaucham, no purity. If you can't see the external world, how are you going to see the internal world? Then externally there is no Shaucham. Because effort is involved. And not good conduct. Na api āchāra. Chara means walk, conduct. Āchāra means good conduct. What kind of conduct of Krishna? Demonic Krishna is no good conduct. All he wants to attain his result. How he attains, he doesn't care. No good conduct. For him, I want to achieve this. I can borrow your roots. I can borrow. It's your stupidity you have been fooled. It's not my fault if I'm fooling you. So no good conduct. Not truth is found in them. Na satyam. They say something, they lose something. They are not really interested in following the truth. They are only interested in following the object, pursuing the object. They don't care. They think they can always buy the law. They can pay it off. And then pay it off and buy it. Na satya. Absolutely no satya. There is no ethics or morality. Na satya. Na satya also means no conviction that the fundamentals will give me results. In college, I had a friend, his name was David, the student of him, Christian Burke. He unfortunately studied in Tamil medium school before coming to college. In engineering, all the subjects are in English. And he did very well in school because he was studying in his language. Once he came to engineering and everything is in English. So fellow struggled with it. And certain subjects, nothing he understood. So we used to tell him, you know, hey, David, you are not prepared. You don't know anything. Why are you coming to the exam? It's better to have absent in your mark sheet than coming and failing. No, I will come. And he will come. He will sit for half an hour. Before half an hour, he will come get out. Half an hour, he will sit. Nothing he writes. If he doesn't know me in the morning, he knows that he is right. Then he will use the paper and move. He will not make an attempt to work. A little strange type of fellow David. So what I'm trying to say is, similarly there are fellows, they do not want to get into this wrong tactic because they know truth will prevail. The condition that you get what you deserve, not what you desire. Conviction is law, conviction is the fact of life, conviction is the fundamentals, no satyam whatsoever. And they'll start deceiving. You know, you have to do all this camera thing and anything happens. Even Krishna did it. You read Krishna. That's why in the beginning of the class, I've said in some context that Krishna is an example of sense of
proportion.
And sense of proportion comes after sense of value. And Krishna has sense of value. He just proportionated it. So he followed from Dhana Veda and then only thunder. Not that he straight away went and did all those similar things. You understand? But these fellows who do all the similar things bring Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna is there. So therefore, absolutely no truth, no satyam, no conviction. They don't want any recommendations, nothing. You are beautifully shown in the movie that there are three rules. That one fellow who goes on fearing constantly. And then he even tries to commit suicide. And then when he arrives, he goes for an interview. And there he is extremely straightforward. Isn't it? Absolutely straightforward. And they're trying to make him say something. And he says, you will keep your job. If you have to say that and get the job, I don't say you can keep it. Sorry sir, he lost. When they say, some years of experience in interviewing people, we have not come across like you, we don't want to use. Shall we discuss about the salary for terms and conditions? That is called subject. But conviction. You understand? A stone that is fit for the wall would not be found on the way. You have the conviction. If a stone is fit for the wall, you cannot find it on the way. It will not be on the way. It will find its place. You have to understand things in nature happen on its own heart. And then, they go to certain places, you see these peacocks. And then, they open up their feathers and dance. And then you take your mobile to click the picture. And once they sense it, then they completely stop. And then you think within 2 minutes they start being a dog. In nature, nothing happens in a sense. Nature has its own rule, its own law, its own way of functioning.
Why are you in a hurry? Human being is also part of nature. Isn't it? But his imaginations run wild. And then get into trouble.
That's why he said, nothing. No equilibrium, no conviction in all these things. Nothing.
అసత్యమప్రతిష్టంతే జగదాపురమీశ్వరం జగదాపురమీశ్వరం అపరస్పర సంభూతం అపరస్పర సంభూతం కిమన్యత్కామహైతుకం అసత్యమప్రతిష్టంతే జగదాపురమీశ్వరం అపరస్పర సంభూతం కిమన్యత్కామహైతుకం. The demonic people, what they say, the world is without reality, without foundation, without law, born of mutual union, caused by lust, what else? Within that it is like, how kyo mujapar, that's all their philosophy is. That's what they say. The world is without any reality, no satya. Just have one life, man. Enjoy. Don't worry about karma, this, that, nothing. You are here to enjoy. What do you enjoy? Like Nero, even if you burn the city, doesn't matter. Because he wanted to remember it like a tune that he forgot. He set the whole room on fire. So like that, doesn't matter. Enjoy. There is no reality, nothing, no loss. They will not give you your Atma. That's why I told you, they only focus in this. One male jira, one female jira. One male goat, one female goat. One male buffalo, one female buffalo. One male human being, female human being created. Usually, union created multiple for both. That's the jira. It's all governed by the this world is there for you to enjoy. Don't worry about Lokasangraha, other people also, you know, nothing. See, when does ethics come into picture? When you recognize that there are other people living in this world. Everybody wants to go to that place. Some of you want to come to this class, some of you want to go to some other place. Everybody has come on the same road. Somebody wants to go to the airport, somebody wants to go to the class, somebody wants to go to the railway station, somebody wants to go to the relative place, market, etc. All are in the same world. So for each one to go to our respective destination, there should be some rules. So that we travel smoothly and reach our destination. No, I alone is this. Don't care about this. So what does he do? You go on, ready like this, you must stop my head. All sorts of nonsense he will do, machine. Why? He doesn't care about law. He only thinks about law. So he says, there is no God, Devam, no Lord. He refuses to accept. When it comes to them, they want everybody to function. You understand? According to them. When it comes to them, they are about taken with the single. Basic in the fundamental is ego and lust. They are propelled by it. They alone exist and they are only here to fulfill their desire. They don't care how much harm they create to the others. Truly uneducated person, they hate like that. You don't care about how much you pollute anyone. It's just one person. If for your reason, they can pollute anyone from mine. You don't care about other people living in this world who are probably wanting to sleep in a hospital. You should not disturb in the neighborhood. But do you care? In the name of party, in the name of wedding, in the name of this and that, loud music is going on till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Isn't it? Do you really care about the others? Nothing. You may say, I believe in God, I do this puja, that puja. Your belief in God, the proof of it is, then you go to do all this.
When you do all these things, then you are believing in God is not real belief. Isn't it?
So everybody thinks we see the world is without reality. Reality is that which exists always. That which exists in the past, present and future. They don't see the consciousness, the thread that is moving inside all those material things. They only see the material things. They don't see the consciousness. Therefore they say there is no reality. There is no population, even nothing. There is no adhishtan.
This is the only world.
Just Miraj. The world is born of mutual union. That is the goal of mutual union, cross their love.
Why?
Keep marching.
In other words, they are pretty sure. They are not even doubtful. They are pretty sure.
They say about vegetation. Do not want to come into physical life. They don't think that they should enjoy atmosphere. They think that the enjoyment is their right. That is what he is trying to say. Before you enjoy, before you contact anything, you should ask yourself, have I contributed to something? If I have not contributed for it, what right have I to enjoy? Do you think? So the focus of a divine person is on contribution, the focus of a demonic person is on enjoyment.
That's it.
Therefore it is, it's without law, without foundation. There is no adhishtana, nothing. There is nobody governing laws. The thing, your answer will be anybody, no? I've got some intelligence, so I would like to make maximum order. The world is only to fulfill your lust. Ekam drishtima vashtabhya, ekam drishtima vashtabhya, nashtatmanolpa buddhayaha, nashtatmanolpa buddhayaha, prabhavatyugra karmanaha, prabhavatyugra karmanaha, shayaya jagatohitaha, shayaya jagatohitaha, etam drishtima vashtabhya, nashtatmanolpa buddhayaha, prabhavatyugra karmanaha, shayaya jagatohitaha. Holding this view, this sort of a philosophy, the ruined souls, they are already ruined. When they have this kind of a philosophy, they are ruined souls. Why? They are
alpa buddhaya.
Alpa buddhaya means small intellect.
They can't see beyond.
The senses are stimulated when they see the sense object and they go for it. No discipline whatsoever, complete indifference. They say, you will never get a gene. And if in your family, your ancestors, your parents, everybody has been prone to heart problems, then you are also prone to that. So therefore you must follow certain lifestyle. Right? And suddenly after 45-50, to change the lifestyle is becoming very difficult. Because from childhood you will never be disciplined. You understand? So, small intellect means no intellect. Zero intellect.
they can't see the consequences.
And when you don't see the consequences, can't see the consequences, when you do not want to see the consequences, you are already a good soul. How many people don't know this? How many people don't do you know what this is? Very interesting. I know what is right. I know what is wrong. Yet I can't bring myself to do what is right, and I can't stop myself from doing what is wrong. What is that? Completely different. Who killed Rama? Who killed Rama? Is it? Not Rama. Not Rama is actually going on shooting. Like it was in America. I said that she's going to go and shoot everybody. Not like that. But Ravana killed himself. That is what he means by saying that the intellect is gone. Buddhinasha pranashya. Ruin the soul to me because buddhi ko matya sabhu. Buddhi nahi. Antam jaya. Antam limit. They just keep. Atam one that killing flesh. How much? See, I can't think of a better example than that cigarette quotation by Vanasha. He talked about cigarette as little tobacco rolled in a piece of paper, higher as one end and a fool at the other. But if you smoke and then you see these people smoking, they are smoking as if they are conquering over, but they are actually setting themselves on fire. They are constant changing room. You are setting yourself on fire. But you are in so joy that little ticklish feeling that you get by stimulating that nervous system for those few seconds. You go for it. You go for that first morning. You do not see the consequence. When you refuse to see the consequence, you can't. You have no idea. So that is what he said. Holding the view, the ruined soul, the small insect. And what do they do? Fear the unthinkable, impulsive deeds they do. Unbelievable things. So fear these. Fear these not because they are fearless. They can't see the conflict. They are so overwhelmed by the desire. They do anything. Absolutely impulsive. There is no discussion, nothing. They are ready to listen. And they come forth as enemies for the destruction of the world. See, what he's saying is, divine person will say, drive is with them. Demonic person will say, my way. My way or
I.
That's it. I will finish.
He will come and he will agree with me after you finish. Everybody must say, oh, Hiranyakashipu, I am God. That's what Hiranyakashipu put it. I am God. No, no, don't say, oh, no, I am God. Say, oh, Hiranyakashipu, I am God. That's it. That's what he said. They come as a enemy for the destruction of the world. And this world, unfortunately, is becoming more and more intelligence minus values. And that's a very deadly thing. And Swami Vivekananda was asked, if you were given a choice to choose between a person whose heart is more developed than the head, and head more developed than the heart, whom would you choose? He said, I'll choose a person with heart more developed than the head because I can slowly develop his head. But if a person's head develops and no heart, he is a very dangerous guy. That is what is happening in the modern world. Unbelievable information if all the information is given to a highly egoistic person, selfish person, with no value whatsoever, what happens? You don't know.
That's why the whole world is scared, no? Like in a country like Pakistan and all, they're scared.
So whom is the power resting with? Is it with the capital, is it with the ruling people elected by the public or the army?
Who is really having the button for the nuclear weapon?
You don't know.
If you are given the power and you have no value, you are very, very dangerous.
Isn't it?
So today this is what is happening. Slowly, slowly, it is becoming valueless or no value, but a lot of resources.
So people are being used. We are all loving, gathering and using people. There is one right way to go about this. Use, gather, love people. So intelligent fellows, they are taking you for a ride. Because there is no management. That's what is happening. They come as an enemy, they come as enemies of the world. The destruction. What they don't understand is they are actually destroying themselves. How do you go about destroying the natural resources to make your progress? And then you can. Everywhere you see natural resources are finished. For their swelling. See, I am very, very appalled to this system called CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility. Corporate Social Responsibility of 2% of your income, the whole organization should be running on Corporate Social Responsibility. Why only the 2% of that profit? So does it mean that you can go on destroying the natural resources, make profit and from that 2% you do some social treatment methods? The business itself should be run as an opportunity to serve. No. Does it run that way? Good. And over and above, probably there is no deficit for it to do the 2% of labor. First you will do all sorts of things, you will not go by any norms, just want to make profit, and then 2% you go, what is the problem? What kind of system is this? Somebody is following them. Therefore they say that they come as enemies for the destruction of the world. What they want to understand is, now the people are ready to this awakening. Why is America more concerned than India is polluted? They are sitting far away, no?
But now they understand they are not really far, they are all connected.
Isn't it?
They are sitting there and trying to tell us don't use plastic. It is connected. Nothing is unconnected.
If you don't take care of your health properly, I am connected. You can spread the disease. You understand? So that is what he is trying to say, a ruined source, small intellect, for their small little pleasure, they can go about doing anything to destroy the world. Listen to it.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Kaena Vacha Kaena Vacha Manasendriyeva Manasendriyeva Bhujyasanava Bhujyasanava Prakate Swabhava Prakate Swabhava Karomi Adhyat Karomi Adhyat
சகலம் பரஸ்மை நாராயணாயை சமர்ப்பயாமி நாராயணாயை சமர்ப்பயாமி.